Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's get things straight, or let's straighten things out. Maybe we can do a little of both of those things. I'm Doug Steffen, here to straighten things out. I didn't say straighten you out. Straighten out what is maybe a little, there's a little bit of too much over here, too much over there. Try to bring things to the middle with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. We're here to discuss the issues of the day, the conversation that matters. Maybe it's time for you to buckle yourself in and listen to us. Get to work. How about that, ladies? Let's get to work. Ladies. Hey, wait a minute. Ladies and work. The U.S. Soccer Federation reached a collective bargaining agreement this week to pay all of the players equally. The women's national soccer team engaged in a year-long fight to get equal pay. Their gender-based pay discrimination lawsuit, remember that? A couple of months ago, $24 million is what the settlement was. So the Federation promised to equalize pay. They didn't do it because they wanted to. I think you can draw that conclusion. They did it because they had to. But
they had no choice. The women's soccer team more visible, and they, you know, they're World Cup champions. The men's team are nowhere near that. And so, yeah, I mean, the ladies use the platform, and they use it the right way. And the stuff that they were complaining about, besides just having more jersey sales and merchandise sales than the men, but they had more ticket sales for all of the World Cup games. They had, and then on the other side of that, they had, like, the hotel rooms that they had compared to what the men had and the training facilities. I mean, it was just so incredibly just
so why do more people watch or pay attention to women's soccer than men's? Is it because they're women?
The team's better.
Good?
Yeah, they're great. And they're fun to watch. They have a lot of, like, big personalities and big talent on the team. And, yeah, they're just, I mean, there's a huge draw there. And that was the argument that the team was making. Like, how
wasn't
are you,
a similar
you
argument
profiting off of us?
For the WNBA? Do I remember that?
There was honestly, it's less of an argument.
I don't think they can make the argument nobody goes to WNBA games.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
okay.
The thing. It's like, I'm all for it. If you're making the money and you're doing better than the other team, that should be the catch.
Bellwether.
Way to figure it out. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, right, exactly. Okay,
I think, though, that the NBA takes better care of the WNBA players than soccer did. I mean, soccer was abysmal what they were offering the women.
And well, are they run by men? Are all these leagues run by men?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, so there you go. And so what lesson do we have to learn? Why aren't there women in charge?
For your right to equal pay.
But why aren't there women running? There are lots of women in industry now. Lots of women doctors, lawyers. Parity is almost there.
There are women in the federation, but it's not a woman at the top. And the guy who is at the top, and I'm blanking on his name at the moment, had said some really stupid, just dumb, offensive, mansplaining things. So yes, they definitely need more women in that organization.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in league with that, the folks at NASA. They're trying to send a human crew, including a woman, to the moon by 2025, are going to shoot female dummies into space to test the effects of radiation on them. Artemis
I know
is...
a few.
Yeah. But you want to send... To the moon, Alice!
I got a list!
To the moon! Yeah. Anyway, so that's happening this summer.
I didn't realize that the reason they're doing that is because... space affects women so much more than it affects men, and so our physical bodies are just react very differently to that amount of radiation, and so the cancer risk is a lot higher. So they have to send these dummies up there to do all kinds of physiological tests to see how, you know, if they send a real live
so
living
what are,
woman,
when they send dummies, what are they
her.
what are they doing? How are the women, the dummies, constructed? So they will be the same a parody, if you will, with the women's bodies that are really alive going up there.
I think they have, I don't have the story in front of me anymore, but there's a whole list of things that the dummies do. I think there's a tissue sample, maybe. There's a bone density thing that replicates how a human woman, how her bone structure is. It's a whole list of things that they're testing.
The German Aerospace Center working with NASA to send up Helga and Zohar. Those are the two dummies. Helga and Zohar. They have 10,000 passive sensors that are built into their bodies.
That's what
34 radiation detectors. It is what I was getting at. Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
this is
just
a quiz.
Keep reading, I guess, is the answer. Because I don't have it in front of me.
All right. So then we have Serafina Nance. You know who Serafina Nance is?
No.
Nobody knows who Sarah is. No, really. She is an astrophysicist. And
Who she was?
Did I know who she was?
Yeah. You're like, oh, really? No one knows who she is?
Well, the reason I'm bringing her to your attention is because she is the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover person.
Okay.
Well,
there's 20 of them on the issue.
Yeah, there are a million of them.
Like
Elon Musk's mom is one of them.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
She says that she is toppling misogynists one swimsuit at a time. Women can be everything they want to be, including an astrophysicist and on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I thought that was notable under the circumstances.
Why
was it notable?
Is that surprising in 2022 that a woman can have a brain and pose for a magazine?
Well, I think it's
that's like the
different.
Least surprising thing.
Well, it's you maybe, but I think it's different in that we don't expect it. I think that too many men, maybe women too, people in general just don't expect that women can be smart and good looking.
What? That's so disappointing.
Of course.
That is insane.
All of the things that separate men, when we start with women and people of color and whatever, it's all disappointing to me. That's why I bring it up. It's all disappointing to me. Why are you laughing, Jennifer? Come on.
Like, it's all disappointing to me. Everybody's an idiot, but me, I don't think that. But my friends think that.
Well, listen. Could be that there are people who have different points of view. And I'm just trying, I mean, as I say, we're here to straighten things out. Elton John, Queen, and Diana Ross, among headliners, tapped to perform at the Queen's Platinum Jubilee concert, which is next week? No, the week after. It's June 4th. No, it's not.
Yeah, June 4th. Yeah, and Queen was at her last Jubilee, too.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
How
Queen
often
should
does
be
she
there
have
for
a Jubilee?
Queen.
I know. Well, the 50th. The Golden Jubilee in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 2002. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
She's a Jubilee lover, that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are female referees at the World Cup for the first time. See, I'm trying to get the women's stuff all taken care of. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just sweep us into a corner. Go ahead.
That's
keep doing
it.
All the stories.
I'm not sweeping anything into the corner. I'm just bringing these things to your attention. Like...
There are women who are NFL refs. It's about time there are women who are World Cup refs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, is there a female umpire yet in MLB?
I just want anybody who could see.
There was.
I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I just want to check your eyesight.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Call the pitchers right.
Call them. Strike one. Okay. Let's see what's going on with your diet, ladies and gentlemen. The announcement has been made that you should double down on fruits and veggies. And so if you're interested in your health and well-being, even though it's going to be more, not that this is anything new, but it's interesting, it's being re-emphasized after the pandemic because people's diets went to kind of into the toilet during the pandemic. People ate a lot of sugar, ate a lot of bad stuff. So you need to go back to having an apple a day. How expensive? I don't even pay attention anymore to what most stuff costs because I want to eat and buy and get what I want for my health and well-being. So I don't know how much apples cost. I don't know how much it costs to buy a bag of carrots. I'm just going through the things that I always buy. I buy lettuce. I buy cabbage. I buy, carrots, apples, pears, oranges, and you know, that kind of stuff. And everything's going up. This is another chance for me to plug your local farmer. Make sure that if you are, you recognize what it's going to cost or what it is already costing to buy food at the store, find a local farmer who has all the things that you need, or maybe a couple of three of the, there may be somebody in your town or close by who raises beef or chicken, poultry, that sort of thing.
And it just tastes better when it's from your local farmer.
Oh, yeah. It's, I don't know, it's just time for us to kind of go back to our roots, if you will. I noticed that the Boeing company, not that we're changing the subject, but we are changing the subject, the Boeing company signed a big deal yesterday for 150 of your favorite plane, Victoria. Actually, you know what they've done? They've kind of backed off of the Boeing 737 MAX. They've now changed.
Plane?
No, I'm teasing you. The essence of.
Oh, I thought you meant an Airbus, because I do like Airbuses.
Yeah, Airbus is
I wasn't sure. But, wait, so what did they buy? I know you always
they
say
bought 150.
What did they buy?
They bought 150 737-800s that are stretched. So you can get almost as many people in them as the old 757, which was
the
object.
So that means you're more crowded.
That means that you're going to have the plane is actually smaller in that it isn't the 757 was taller and had a little more width to it. 737.
From what I read, because I just read about them adding these new planes, and people were worried about the fact that they were going to have less legroom and stuff. But I guess what they've done is they've actually figured out how to take out some of the cushion in the seat,
yeah,
so that you're not
sitting on a cardboard.
You're not using legroom. You're actually losing cushion room. But then people were saying that the new material that they're using is actually okay because it's more. I don't know. It's more cushiony with less space, less bulk than it used to be. But you can.
I mean,
sorry, tailbones
will
still thank them.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I just flew on a 737-800, and we were in an exit row. But the seats are just they're smaller, and you know, just everything is smaller. I don't know. It's just it's crazy.
Boeing is moving to Washington for a reason. Although they've gotten orders for. They have, like Ryanair has been yelling and screaming about Boeing for a long time, even though they stay with the 737. They got 400 of them, 400 new planes on order, which is kind of interesting. All right, so there's the story of one of the biggest companies in America, 18 after the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program with a focus on some of the trending things from the extenuating circumstances crowd. There's always an extenuating circumstance for the big timers, like the continuing focus on the Johnny Depp trial with Amber Heard. I don't know, I'm beginning to be a little sympathetic. I'm not any expert. I'll have to defer to Victoria for this. But I'm
I have become an expert on this trial.
Yeah. Well, there was interesting info from Ellen Barkin. That was,
oh, yeah.
I didn't remember that she had dated him for a while. She's 10 years older than he is. They didn't have a romantic relationship, she said. It was a sexual relationship. He was drunk most of the time, etc.
Yeah, wasn't romantic. Kind of, we just, you know.
Yeah,
well, it's weird because she changed her testimony. She said romantic, and then she looked at her lawyer, and she goes, can I scratch that and just say sexual relationship?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was about 5 months.
He's jealous. He's angry. Yeah. Didn't help.
Drunk all the time. I mean, everyone says the same thing about him. So yeah. I guess he really must be, behind the scenes, beloved enough that people have protected him this long. Because the public never knew he was this bad.
He sounds like he's a really good and nice person when he's sober.
Yeah.
And so there's probably a lot of people that are sympathetic to him because they're not living with him long term. So if he has an incident, two incidents, three incidents, and all of a sudden you're writing it off because he's, well, most of the time he's a good guy. But it's, you know, that builds up over a lifetime. The guy's in his 50s now. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah.
But
then
the
at
jealousy
the same time,
is really what, that's the, to me, that's the most worrying trend that everyone around him, his former bandmate testified, his former agent, everybody says the same thing, that he had a massive jealous streak. He was emotionally and physically abused by his mother, which is probably where a lot of the drugs and alcohol stuff comes from. And the jealousy is Amber Heard's sister, who actually I thought came across as a very credible witness. the first witness that he actually sat in the chair and looked at, because he has not made any eye contact whatsoever with Amber. And so you can tell he had a relationship with her sister. They were buddies. And he winced a few times when she said the things that he would call her when he was drunk. He was really nasty as a drunk. Does that make you a wife beater? No. And that seems to still be on the fence of, did she fake the pictures? Was there real physical violence in the relationship? Were they both violent with each other? I think that's kind of where everyone's going to come out on the end.
Just, they're all kind of awful. And what I don't understand, if you have someone, and I say this because we have addicts in our family, if you have someone, one of the things that my mom taught me is you avoid having situations where if there is a problem that you get that person near whatever they're addicted to, right? You try to take that out of the equation. And what I don't get is why, and this is no pass on Johnny Depp, but why Amber Heard would be engaging in doing drugs and drinking around someone that she know if she knows has such a significant problem, why her sister, why her friends, why her family members would do it. And I think part of it is probably they loved the money. I mean, they were all living off of them. So yeah.
They all,
I don't know. I just don't think
they're,
and they sound like addicts too.
Yeah. They don't, I mean, yeah. Nobody
different things
looks
to be
good
addicted
in
to. Yeah, right. All right. I think when you look at it, it seems to be that when you look at all the pages of who's doing what to whom, AOC is getting engaged in that swell.
Is she? Well, that's a long time. I think they've been together, right?
Yeah.
Riley is his name. They live together.
Yeah. Okay, so there we have that bit of info covered. Here we are at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Vios. Hertz and Polestar have announced a new global partnership that includes purchasing of up to 65,000 electric vehicles over 5 years. Availability is expected to begin in spring of 2022 in Europe and in late 2022 in North America and Australia. For Hertz, the partnership is part of a company ongoing commitment to lead in electrification, shared mobility, and a digital first customer experience. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is traveling to South Korea and Japan, a visit seen crucial as efforts to bolster regional cooperation and to counter China. With more on the Quad Summit taking place in Japan on the 24th, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Australia. And we believe that this summit will demonstrate, both in substance and in vision, that democracies can deliver and that these four nations working together will defend and uphold the principles of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. It's related to smallpox. Monkeypox has two main types. the West African, which has a fatality rate of about 1%, and the Congo Basin, with a fatality rate of around 10%. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's been almost 3 weeks since a leaker disclosed a draft document from the Supreme Court indicating a decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion may be in the works. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax Thursday says at least some of the justices have to know who the guilty party is.
I think that we all could probably agree that the justices that were appointed by Democrat presidents know who the leaker was. Okay, so it is known by some of the participants there who actually released that information. What bothers me is not only the undermining that it did of the institution and the trust factor that these folks have with each other now. It makes it very difficult to work with each other, to have these conversations, to have the good open debate, and that is what the court and that's what Congress is all about. Once you have fractured that trust factor, it's very, very difficult to restore it.
Vote counting in Pennsylvania's Republican primary for the U.S. Senate marched into its third day as Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick remained essentially tied with thousands of ballots left to be counted. Oz, who was endorsed by President Trump, led McCormick by 1,122 votes on Thursday. Pennsylvania's Department of State, which oversees elections, said Thursday that there are about 38,000 mail-in and absentee ballots left to be counted. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still here after all these years, this is the DJV program. It's the connection every day you have to me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Jay is big into watching the info and sort of not putting a spin on it, but giving us the upfront. There's an interesting overview of Bruce Willis's life these days as we all think about him, the actor, and a little bit of a playboy during his earlier years. And now it's a whole different struggle, isn't it, Jay? You look at
With the aphasia diagnosis.
Yeah,
really unfortunate.
And now what is that disease again? Is that a neurological disease?
Yeah, it's your brain, basically. It almost brain mimics like having a stroke where the brain kind of develops spots, like bad spots to it, where you can't hear, you can hear speech, but you can't formulate words to respond, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's very much involved with your speech and your speech patterns and the part of the brain that controls that.
It's caused by brain damage.
Yeah. And they say it can come from a stroke or by brain damage of some other kind. So whatever he did, whether that was head trauma,
big action star, I'm sure he got some bumps and bruises along the way of his career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's nice. The present wife, Emma, has said it's taken a toll on her. I imagine it has on the other members, the children he has with her and the children he had with Demi Moore. And
well, they all seem so close.
So close.
That's the one that
yeah, they definitely have
me.
A beautiful blended family. Well, what Emma Heming Willis is saying is that caring for the family has taken a toll on her mental health because she's realized that she's giving everything to her family and leaving nothing for herself. And so she's falling behind with not taking care of herself, and she didn't realize how much until she really noticed the mental health.
For richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. Does anybody believe in that anymore? That's what.
Obviously, she does.
Marriage vows?
Yeah.
Just not the honor and obey part.
Yeah.
That's not even included anymore, is it? Well, maybe.
Oh, I have no idea.
Religious cult.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Another exciting circumstance for people who are fans of celebrities. Apparently, Rihanna has had her first child. And who's the father?
A$AP Rocky. He's a musician.
Is he? Have they been
together? A boy or a girl?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to say it was a boy, but I could be completely wrong. Or maybe we don't even know yet. That's the Google bot.
Yeah, no, I'm just.
I hope they named it Ricky, so it'll be Ricky Rocky.
Ricky Rocky.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Yeah.
Any name?
Baby boy. May 13th of the other day. Okay, so there we go. Sad news for those of you who remember Chariots of Fire. The music was so iconic. It was hit. It was number one song for a long time. The theme from Chariots of Fire, a felon. Why are you chuckling?
Because as a little kid, I was very young when this came out, but I liked to do a lot of performances for my family because, you know, they were lucky enough to have a superstar like me there dancing and singing for them. And so I believe one of my shows was a slow motion dance to Chariots of Fire.
Oh, is that the... Phil, do you have the theme to it? Yeah, can we play it?
Yeah. It's very iconic. I think most people...
It's also very slow, and so you all had to, like, you had to operate in slow motion when it
kicked off. Well, but it's, you know, it's one of those things. Why does everything have to sound the same or be the same? I think maybe that's one of the reasons.
Well, it's
that
iconic, though, say that? Right? I just said Little Jed was dancing in slow-mo to that song, you know?
1981. Here it is.
Ooh. Oh, I never realized how 80s this is.
Yeah, it's very 80s.
It was the 80s, Victoria.
I didn't know.
Kind of early, though, for it. Like, to me, this is like 85. But
it's 81.
Yeah.
It was 1981.
I must have been listening at repeat.
What is this movie about? Is this about like a Roman?
Race.
Is it like a Roman movie?
No,
like a chariot,
it's about
like a Roman chariot.
No. It's about track races. I recall. I'm trying to remember exactly how the pieces. You know, it was a modern.
Clearly,
era.
I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, well, you probably would enjoy it, and you have Netflix and every other imaginable means of getting video, so you probably could find it in there someplace. And
I think
you'd enjoy it, frankly. Fellow, this is, well, as long as we're in the 80s, this is my era, boys and girls. I used to watch ER. It was one of the first medical shows. Now the medical shows are all over the place. Can you name all the shows today? Grey's Anatomy, Chicago Med, that thing with the guy who was married to the woman on Blacklist. I can never remember that. What that show
no
called.
Clue. Can't help you there on that one. That thing with the guy who was
New
married
Amsterdam.
To the woman.
New Amsterdam. On That's it. New Amsterdam. I remember that.
Is that still on? I thought that got canceled.
Yeah. No, it's still on.
So many hospital cop shows.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So
is
from
that
the
all
first...
anyone talks about? I don't know. It's a lot.
Are you okay?
It's a lot. I want more variety.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Rumor.
I mean, you look, you of all of us, you are the one who watches network and cable TV more than the rest of us do.
Right.
Don't you feel like there's no variety? It's all the same show.
If I have if I have time for more than one program, and there are many the same, like the Law and Order shows kind of blend into one another.
Right.
Although I watched last night the season finale of the Elliot Stabler version of it. Dennis Leary gets killed. Or no, he actually kills himself. For those of you who are interested or who are this, and it actually
Dennis Leary?
Yeah. Dennis Leary was the bad guy.
Oh, I didn't know he was in it.
Season.
I'm so behind on that. Okay.
Well,
I love him as an actor. I think he's great.
Yeah, very good actor. Actor John Aylward, who played Dr. Anspa on ER, died yesterday, I think. It looked like he was about 90-something. He was a theater. He was like the, who's the other person I'm trying to think of that is mostly known for being in the theater, but then they get sucked into New York-produced television shows. And but there's a ton of those people, and this guy was one of them. Anyway, so he's gone, but nobody seems to care because you don't recognize his name. The other sort of celebrity news this week has come from the TV world. The Celebrity Jeopardy spinoff from Jeopardy. Who's going to host this? Mayim?
The rumor that Mayim will do it, but the producer said that they haven't fully, I guess, maybe decided or announced it yet. I don't know. She's been sort of going, and I don't know how they schedule it, but like, because we watch Jeopardy almost every day, and one day it's Ken Jennings, and the next day it's Mayim, and sometimes, I don't know what the schedule is. I don't think they've even, like, made it public. So maybe they'll just split them off, and Ken Jennings will stick with regular Jeopardy, and she'll do the celebrity stuff.
I think that was the original plan,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Before,
I think she was supposed to do college and Celebrity Jeopardy.
And like any other variations they end up doing, well, that other guy who's no longer there, I can't even remember his name, he was going to do the main Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Oh, the producer got fired?
Yes. Well,
Mike Richards was his name. Yeah,
yeah,
that guy got fired. Yeah,
yeah. He was into chasing ladies around inappropriately, apparently. All these TV shows, now the game shows, they're hosted by women. I don't know her name, the woman who's hosting The Chase. But that's the appropriate name for that show. The Chase.
I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, she's one of the co-hosts on The View, too. I know who you're talking about, and I totally blanked on her name. Not Sunny Hostin.
No, she's tall, blonde, very good-looking. I don't know what her name
Brooke
is.
Brooke Burns? Okay.
No.
It's Brooke Burns.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Sarah Haynes.
I don't know. I just looked it up. It says The Chase. It's a game show. It's Brooke Burns.
Yep. Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, but sure. So, whatever.
Sure.
So, you watch the show, or you just notice that there's an attractive blonde, and that's why we're talking about it?
Well, if I'm clicking around, and it's of an evening, that show and What's-Her-Face from 30 Rock is doing Name That Tune. What's her name, the blonde?
Jane Krakowski.
Krakowski, right.
Yeah, and she's great.
No, she's not. She's ridiculous.
She's hilarious, and she's an awesome person. I've interviewed her numerous times.
I don't know about her
amazing.
In person.
I love her.
I loved her on 30 Rock. I think she's terrible as a game show host. And she wears skirts up to her waist.
Oh,
I don't know why
God.
They do that to her. I think that's very inappropriate, frankly.
Oh, my God. I feel like we're in 1950 America today with the
I know.
She's being
Thank
put
you,
up Jen. As a
but
second.
Really high, really, really high skirts are in fashion. I mean, that's what you're going to see me in on Monday at dinner. A really high skirt. Am I going to get judged?
No, you're not getting judged. I'm just thinking that it's...
Well, you just judged her. You said it's inappropriate.
I did not judge her at all.
Rewind.
No, that's what you
just
heard,
said
Victoria. That's not
I heard
what I
you
doing.
Say it was inappropriate.
You didn't hear me
just
say
that.
I did say that, but I wasn't judging her. I was making an observation
okay.
based on her being the host, and the reason she's there, apparently, according to the producers, is because she has good-looking legs. That's not the reason I would watch a show to look at her legs. I would look at her as somebody who is interesting and intelligent and make it flow and yada yada. So maybe that's why the exact
now
opposite.
Now I'm
going
to have to watch the show and check out what you're talking about because I have no idea.
See? I've gotten somebody intrigued. Maybe a lot of listeners are intrigued now that I've said that about that.
Well, you said she's horrible as the host, and her skirts are too inappropriately short, so I guess no one really needs to.
Oh, short. I thought you were saying they were high-waisted, like how top of it comes up. You're saying the bottom of it comes up.
Yes,
yeah, I
that's
gotcha.
What I'm saying. Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Who else is doing, who is doing the other game show, movie and television actress who was in Charlie's Angels? She produced it. The last one, she's a good actress. She's also
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, Banks.
Oh, good one.
Yep,
there you go.
Yeah, she's actually. So the point I was trying to make before I was curious.
Are her skirts too short too?
No, but she wears different sort of. She wears very tight outfits. Let's put it that way.
Mm. Oh my God. It's a good thing you're here with all of the fashion critiques.
You're right.
I know, right?
7 past the hour.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends?
Staples has you covered with stylish and functional home office furniture and decor curated by Staples Work From Home Style Squad. And now, enter the Staples Find Your Work From Home Style Sweepstakes to win a home office makeover. Explore solutions for your workspace at Staples. See staplesconnect.com/findyourwfhstyle for rules and details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open a legal residence at the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. N67.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It's now time for us at 53 after the hour to check the top five items from the world of technology this week. The countdown from number five to number one will be handled gracefully and intelligently by Victoria Keelan, who's here to start with number five on the list, a question about children and smartphones.
Yeah, so a recent survey of 5,000 kids found that in 2021, 37% of 11-year-olds had a smartphone, 91% of 14-year-olds have one. So, excuse me, so the pandemic obviously changed the way that kids learned and spent their free time, and according to Common Sense Media, who did this survey, screen use for teens and tweens has grown by 17% since 2019. Now, that is before the pandemic versus into the pandemic. Now, a lot of parents feel pressure to make sure that their kids are, you know, are keeping up with their peers to prevent bullying, things like that. A lot of parents feel it's important that kids can text with friends or have a phone for safety reasons. But some parents in a group called Wait Until Eighth are encouraging parents to wait until at least the eighth grade to give kids a smartphone, which would put kids around 12 or 13 years old. Now, this network is 40,000 families strong so far, and they've seen a 25% increase in participation in the last year. So a lot of parents are really on the fence about this, and it remains a big debate of how young is too young, how old is too old, and what type of tech kids should be carrying around.
All right. Number four is a focus on your bill from Verizon, and I would tell you that it's not good news.
Right, so a lot of Verizon customers are going to see a few extra dollars on their next phone bill. Starting in June, Verizon's raising the administrative fee that it charges customers by $1.35. So that'll be $3.30 per voice line. So if you have a family line, this is going to affect each individual line. And so naturally, Verizon was very vague about what this administrative fee is and why they're doing this. And, you know, they just sort of gave the same.
It's called
same
highway one. Robbery. That's what it is. That's there.
They're not alone. AT&T has their own administrative fee on bills. And they actually even went through a class action settlement in California so that they could keep charging customers this administrative fee. And they've had a lot of criticism, of course, from it because people have alleged that Verizon is now using this fee to just basically pad its margins without really raising the price of the plan. So it's a lot of, like, you know, what's that old magic trick where there's, you know, three things are shuffling around and the truth is somewhere in there? It's kind of like that with Verizon.
Right. Yep.
Well, no, like the card game, you know, like the thing on the table. There you go.
I don't think, that's a game I never played, Victoria. Number three on our list as we count down to number one, the Russians are coming, or are they? Actually, they aren't. Google is leaving. I think that's how we can kind of...
Russia's coming for Google. How about that? Google's Russian subsidiary is going to file for bankruptcy, and they said they can just no longer afford to operate. This is the Russian branch that has... In 2021, they made over $2 billion in profit. They employ over 100 workers. But Russia has cracked down so much on Google, and they fined them millions and millions of dollars numerous times. And there's really no way that Google can actually conduct business anymore. And Apple and Meta, which is Facebook, and Microsoft have all suspended their operations in Russia, but we have not heard yet if they also are going to declare bankruptcy for those Russian branches. So far, it is just Google that has said they're throwing in the towel. Now, they also said that the free services that they offer, like Google Search and Google Chrome, those will still be available in Russia. And a lot of advocates have said that that's actually important for people in Russia who really maybe want another perspective other than the Russian state media, that they're being force-fed, and so that having access to the Internet is really essential to spread the word that, you know, Putin is lying to his people.
Yeah. Shock.
I know.
Number
shock,
two.
Right.
What the Dems want from TikTok and Facebook...
Well, this is also related to the invasion of Ukraine. So there are four congressional Democrats this week who sent a formal request to the CEOs of YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook to archive any content of Russian war crimes that may be happening. So as of right now, social media users are posting graphic images and videos throughout this whole invasion of Ukraine. But because these platforms have sensitivity warnings and they have different, you know, content rules, they're pulling these videos down. So what these four Democrats are saying, and I'm assuming this is, there's more at this point of a bipartisan support for this, they're saying, look, you know, you've got to archive all of this info because this is evidence of a war crime.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And number one, quickly, Twitter.
Well, Twitter says they're not letting Elon Musk out of this deal, and it's a $44 billion deal. Musk is definitely trying to wriggle his way out of it, but they're not letting him go. So he's
59
stuck.
Past the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.